I'm Chelsea Reber for News Talk 1620 WTAW. Dr. Peter Tarlow volunteers as a chaplain for the College Station Police Department. He's also a recognized expert in the area of tourism safety and works with police departments across the country. He was recently inducted into the American Police Hall of Fame. We visited with Dr. Tarlow, and the first question I asked was how long he had been with CSPD.
That's a good question. We definitely know it's more than 25 years, and we think it's 29 years, but we didn't write it down. So someplace between 25 and 30.
Okay.
I think next year it makes 30 years.
Okay, excellent. Well, Dr. Tarlow, you've been awarded the Civilian Medal of Appreciation by the National Awards Program of the American Police Hall of Fame. Can you give us a little bit more perspective about the award? What do they look for when deciding on a recipient?
Well, this actually all came as a surprise. I've been working with police departments around the country on tourism security and developing ways to keep both visitors safe and also city and community economy safe. And I've also, in the last 25 years, have run a tourism security conference in Las Vegas, and which was supported by, it's supported by the city of Las Vegas and the Las Vegas Metro Police Department. So all of a sudden I was told I was getting something at this last conference, and it was from the North Carolina police had proposed my name. They had actually done a whole research project about me, none of which I knew. And all of a sudden, in the middle of nowhere, they gave me this award and put you into the National Hall of Fame. So it came as a shock, but certainly I was very appreciative of it, to say the least.
And that was my next question is, you know, what does this honor mean to you, especially coming as a surprise now that you've kind of had time to process it? What does it mean to be recognized for your efforts?
Well, you know, first of all, it's always good to feel appreciated. And secondly, I have worked with police across the United States. And since, especially 2001, since 9/11, police and tourism, which is a big issue of terrorism, are really the front lines of taking care of America. And so both as the chaplain here, as one of the chaplains, and working with police departments and training them to keep hotels and travel and safe, it means a lot because it indicates that together civilians and police officers are trying to make sure our country is safe. And secondly, when there's been so many negative stories about the police, this is a real example of how we need to be working together rather than tearing each other apart. So to me, it was very meaningful and very moving.
And unfortunately, this tourism terrorism is a lot of what we've seen in the news lately. What are some of the biggest challenges that you see that maybe we didn't have 10, 20, you know, 30 years ago when it comes to terrorism safety and preparedness?
Well, both on a national level and a local level, of course, hotels, which once upon a time nobody would ever consider attacking, are now considered soft targets. Secondly, since 9/11, and we're continuously discovering things, yesterday the Australians stopped an attempt at bringing down an airplane. The whole issue of air safety continues. We have to think about major events. And, of course, in College Station, we have a football game almost every Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a major event. So how, and that means how do we stop an event from taking place? What would we do if the event took place? How are we prepared? Do we have a good risk management system? Do we have good crisis management? So all those are essential, not only for the well-being of the people going to the event, but tourism is the largest economic driver in the United States, other than the military-industrial complex. And this is, if we don't protect it, so many people would lose their jobs. Just think what College Station would be like without football games and how many businesses depend on out-of-towners coming in to spend money, go to restaurants, hotels, etc. So this is a major economic part of our country. And we're a very big country. You can't just walk to see your neighbor. You know, we're divided all over the country. People are, businesses are on national levels. And all that is part of tourism. So today our police officers are much more than just giving out traffic tickets. They're really the front line of America's security.
Dr. Tarlow, you mentioned you've worked all over the country with different police departments, but as we mentioned at the beginning, it's been so long, we're not even sure the exact amount of years you've been with the College Station Police Department. Why do you love serving the police department here in College Station?
Well, one, and I would encourage any of my colleagues who are in the clergy to apply to become chaplains. It's an incredibly rewarding thing. The police, first of all, we're there to help the police. There are very few people whom they can turn to when they have stress or problems in their own life that they can speak to and know 100% that no one is ever going to say what they told you. So, one, we're a major way of helping the police help us. Secondly, we do a lot of good things. Sometimes they're hard. You get up in the middle of the night to deliver a death notice. That's not a pleasant experience. But on the other hand, you look at after you've delivered it, especially we often have very young police officers, and they're just so appreciative that somebody's gone with them who's able to handle that, who's taking care of them. And really, part of what we do as chaplains is we take care of the police and help them take care of us. So a lot of the times I kind of consider us to be the grandfathers of the police department. We're the people who they know we're going to love them no matter what happens. And again, if any of my fellow members of the clergy are listening, I can't think of something more rewarding to do than to help these people who are willing to sacrifice their lives to save us.
Thanks again to Dr. Peter Tarlow, and again, congratulations on being inducted into the American Police Hall of Fame. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620 WTAW.